The sexual revolution has pretty much been won due to me, and in part of the internet and smartphone apps that help people find the sex they are hungry for. But of course, the pendulum inevitably swings the other way, and now people are also looking to just date, make new friends, and form strong relationships.
Like us, our friends Mikey Corona and Brian Riggenbach, the gay couple behind Yo Soy, have been in a relationship for many years. What keeps the fire going? What did they give each other for their 7-year anniversary? You might be surprised.
Join us today as we talk about long-term relationships, what it means to have a real body, and the sex culture of hookup apps and websites.
Why do guys chop off their heads from their profiles? Is it about privacy, or are they just bragging about their sweaty, muscular bodies?
Ain't no shame in admitting you got game. Plus, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich gets the slammer, 14 years in prison for trying to sell President Obama's former Senate seat.
A Chicago lawyer tries to hire a secretary on Craigslist who will also have sex with him.
Gene Simmons says Madonna is not qualified to perform at the Super Bowl's halftime show.
And Alec Baldwin shuts down his Twitter account over his tiff with American Airlines.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. That poncho de Navidad is delicious, fellas. My goodness. So we are here with part two with the fellas from Yo Soy.
Hola.
Mikey. Hello. And Brian. They are the caciques of a fabulous underground dining movement blossoming here in Chicago. And they run a bi-monthly kind of like secret social dinner party where people get together and they explore exciting new foods and they meet interesting people,
yes,
too.
Yes, that is correct. Jeez.
And, you know, it's really great that you guys are doing this because one thing that sort of we've discovered over blogging and podcasting in the last year is that it's really easy for people to have sex nowadays. Mm. It really is. Yeah, well, no, to the point
everywhere.
That the sexual revolution has been won, mm-hmm. and at least the tools that we have now with the internet, it's like if you want to have sex with somebody who looks a certain way,
yeah.
and is attracted to you specifically,
yeah.
chances are you'll be able to find them.
That's correct.
And so now there's this kind of like this, of course, with every kind of like pendulum, it swings in another direction. And part of the direction is that young LGBT people, especially gay men, are dissatisfied with that sex is everywhere and easily available. They want to have deeper, more meaningful relationships.
They're like a kid in a candy shop that wants to
have a steak
Marry
dinner.
But they can't find the everlasting Gobstopper. They want they want something of more substance. And they don't want the, you know, M&Ms that just, you know,
melt in your mouth.
But there's
or in
something
your
more. Well, or both.
And this is why I'm so wanting to bring up this conversation with you guys, because just like Mark and I, you guys are a mixed heritage culture.
Yes.
Couple
yes.
that also has been together for a significant amount of time, and you guys keep your relationship together, which I say is really important, is doing things other than just having sex with each other together. You guys have projects that you do.
Yes, we do.
And Yo Soy is kind of like your baby.
Yes, it is like our baby.
Since and you guys are barren, it's, you know.
How dare you!
I mentally birthed Yo Soy, as well as we have a dog, Iggy. He's our baby. But this is our project that we do together, and it's trying at times, but it's more rewarding than anything, and that's why we continue to do it.
Yeah, and that's really the passion about it. And when I tell it to people, it's like if you feel like you're surrounded by people who all they want to have is sex and not date with you, yeah. chances are you're just not hanging out with people that share common interests.
Exactly.
And that's why going to an underground, I want to push Yo Soy,
yeah.
Going to an underground supper club, wherever city you might be in, if you're interested in food, if you're a foodie or somebody who wants to do something experimental, is a really great way to meet another gay man
that might want to date you and not just have sex with you. There's nothing wrong with having sex.
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having sex.
Because I do it all the time.
Let's get right out in front of that and say that there's nothing wrong with having sex at all. But there is more to life. And, you know, getting around a great group of strangers and having something in common, like a really great, interesting meal and having that to talk about and current events and politics or whatever the ball rolls across that evening is kind of a fun, more interesting angle to approach.
Have you guys been pressured, like, by some of the people that hire you guys for things or the people attending them to sort of make Yosoi too hot for Chicago, sort of like turn it into sort of like a speed dating or a sexual thing? By like hiring strippers or turning into like a gay bathhouse?
No. But we have been like kind of put in a corner to where the people that have had us do stuff for them want us to play up the gay factor, which is kind of not really bringing in a stripper.
What do you mean, like play up the gay factor?
Just kind of like be a bit more like overly feminine or just kind of a little bit more rambunctious or just kind of play up that stereotypical role that a gay person should. And if
you feel like people have expectations of your behavior and you don't meet that.
Exactly. Well, not.
Being gay is certainly an important part of my identity, but what I do in the bedroom doesn't necessarily dictate what I do for the other.
He's a dick.
Yeah. I was supposed to say on the taint.
Dick taint.
Here we go. Making a point.
I'm sorry, Brian. You actually did have a point.
It's fine. No, it's all right.
Hey, what's the last song that right Selena sang? Do you want to know what the last song that Selena sang?
What is the last song that Selena sang? Before she died
of a gunshot wound, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's saying, ay, 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 como me duele. Okay, what was your point you were going to make, Brian?
I don't know where we're at right now.
So what you do in the bedroom does not dictate what you do in the kitchen. So yes. You're
in
a queen
the kitchen
of the sheets
or the rest
and a
of...
king in the kitchen. Is that right?
I'm the queen all day long, but... No, but I mean, just because I suck dick in the bedroom doesn't mean that...
You suck dick in the kitchen.
Well, or for the rest of my life. But there's a lot of other aspects and facets of life that I think can be enjoyed. And it's like, oh, great, we're gay. That's fine.
Well, isn't it better
here's
than
all these
when
other
we can,
really interesting yeah. things that we can talk about.
Isn't it better, though, that we can integrate these things and so it enhances our life as opposed to we feel like we're limited or defined by them?
Exactly. Well, I do think that we can enhance it, and I do know that we are the only like gay and lesbian supper club out there, and so I do want to
do potluck. So
they don't want to pay for anything.
Let's be pretty honest.
We have a couple of lesbians that come to ours on a regular basis,
and all they
do
is
bring
come,
a dish.
They all get a ton of potluck.
I brought this in case there was, you know, no vegan, gluten-free alternatives, cruelty-free foods, raw foods.
I mean, I will take on that kind of like that title, and I like it. I'm proud of it that we are gay and lesbian and that we can kind of be kitschy, but I don't want to be the stereotypical lesbian.
You're not the stereotypical lesbian.
I don't want to be the stereotypical gay and lesbian. Kind of play up on things.
This is an interesting essay that I was reading, and by interesting meaning it's full of bullshit.
It pissed you off.
It pissed me off because I hear this
that body stuff.
Body stuff, and because I work hard at the gym, and I don't have the perfect body.
And you have creativity, and you have brains.
And you know, and I think I've street cred when it comes to creativity.
Yeah.
And brains and a halfway decent body. So this blogger, who doesn't even use his name, on the Huffington Post...
What do you mean he doesn't use his name?
He goes by the Guyliner.
Oh.
And then he has a little black bar on his eyes to mask his identity, because he's expecting a backlash. Uh-oh. And actually, nobody's actually commenting. So I'm giving him what he wants, which is the attention of our audience.
Uh-oh.
And so he writes this essay that he titles, I'm not going to read it all for you, but it says, "Do I really need a six-pack to make an impact? Why I'm sticking with the body I've got?" And in the essay, he writes how he was at a bar and a guy went up to him and said, "How old are you?" And he said, "I'm 25. And the man looked up him up and down and said, "Baby, if you want to have a good body, you're going to have to get on with it pretty quickly. You have to go to the gym and get the six-pack abs and the pecs as soon as you can before it's too late at the age of 30.
Yikes.
And then he goes on to talking about hookup sites and apps and how they're filled with men with really good-looking bodies or very muscular bodies who chop off their heads, and so they present themselves from the belly button up to the neck. And then later on he talks about how he thinks that's really disgusting or bad, and then later he ends the essay with this. So, manhunt people, grinder galleries, keep your bowling ball guns and starving stomachs. Work on, if you must, on honing that perfect chest. And knock yourself out when it comes to those abs, because when those eager eyes tired of looking at flawlessness and uniformity, they'll come looking somewhere else for something real. And I'll be waiting. Oh. And so this is the thing about it. Everybody's body is real, you know, and even somebody who has lots of plastic surgery, let them have that plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look real.
You know, this is the thing. It's like there's this like almost this rejection of somebody who spends a lot of time at the gym spends a lot of time in a tanning bed or gets too much of expensive haircuts or worries too much about their clothes. Why be picking on somebody who does that?
I don't think you need to pick on them. I just personally don't.
You resonate with this guy.
A little bit. A little bit I do. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, of course, you're going to be defensive if someone's going to go up to you at a bar.
No, because I don't go to the gym and I don't go work out every day. And there are guys that do and they look great. I have other interests and I have many other things that fill my time before that. And do I want to go and work out and get healthier? Oh, sure. But having the perfect body on my list of like life priorities, it's just not up there. You know, there are other things that I value more. I'm not saying that it's wrong. There's nothing wrong
with it. He's saying it's wrong.
No, it's fine. It's just my personal decision. And I think it should be a personal decision. Well, it's what you're doing to your body.
I don't think
it's a personal. And he's not taking, these people aren't, shooting up heroin and killing people. No, they're going to the gym and working out and getting a six pack.
So they can have sex with more guys.
Granted, and then be pretentious and look down upon the rest of society because.
But won't those people look down upon society anyways?
But,
you know, even if they didn't have. I mean, I know just as a bunch of miserable fucks who don't work out as much as I know miserable fucks who do work
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I know plenty of, like, Fosso, he's friends with all the big muscle heads at the gym, and they're all, like, super nice guys. They're, like, sweethearts, most of them.
Yeah, actually, what I say is a bodybuilder is a performer in search of an audience. Mm. And if you want to hook up with somebody who wants to perform...
Be a muscle worshiper.
Or be a good audience member. Mm-hmm. So shut the fuck up, blogger. Well, and maybe those guys that are rejecting you won't reject you.
Well, I think that because he said that the guy walked up to him and told him.
Well, he was having a conversation, obviously, in the bar. So who knows who walked up to him?
That would put me on the defensive if some guy that you're interested in, like you were talking to, all of a sudden said, you look like you should probably go to the gym before you hit 30. I'm like, I would be offended by that.
Well, haven't you ever been trying to hook up with a guy at a bar?
Because you haven't hit 30 yet?
Has this ever happened to you guys? You've been in a bar, you're sort of like seeing sexual chemistry with somebody, and they reach around your midsection, and they start grabbing your midsection to see if you have a belly or not. And you're like, what the fuck? It's like it's kind of like if for women is when the guys reach around their necks to see if they can
their
feel
waddle
like
or
Adam's apple and find out if they're trans or not.
But I think, though, too, the thing is, though, too, is like if you do want to have a good body, you really should get to the gym before 25.
That's true.
Because it is easier. It's so much easier to bulk up. It's so much easier to stay lean when you start young. It's when you start late in life. It can be done, but it is harder.
And I'm turning 33, just like that other actor that's 33.
Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender and I are 33 years old. Don't stop laughing at me.
Okay, that's...
Michael Fassbender and I are 33 years old, and I have to say, it's like I'm in better shape now than I was 10 years ago.
Well, and there you go.
And you know, and it's like, but I accomplished other things 10 years ago that I don't accomplish today, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's your priorities as a human being, and it's like, it's your body, and anything that you choose to do with it, it belongs to you and it is real.
Well, I think that the people too is like they take issue. Well, they I think they misinterpret sometimes when they're on those, you know, iPhone apps and they see like it's just a body and it's, you know, this perfect chest and these abs. Is like, well, why is that there? Because, well, that's they want you to know that's, they have a good body, yeah. but they also necessarily maybe don't want to put their face out there.
Yeah, because let me tell you, some bitches out there are crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, man's rejection is God's protection. It's like you don't want him knowing your face. So you know in your business, yes, you know,
exactly.
It's like that's kind of the nice thing about the internet is that you can control anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
But only to a point. I mean, I feel like you could have a while ago, but now it is everything is so widespread and so viral that there's.
So they're not fooling anybody.
Right. I
don't know. I think that secrecy isn't what it used to be.
No,
even in the 90s. No, I mean,
and it works both advantage. Like, if, you know, if you want to promote something, you just take your, you know, a cock shot and then look at Chris Brown, how much mileage he gets out of like showing his cock.
That was
shots.
A great
and
picture.
I want to do a quick shout out to all the guys that have started listening and for this podcast by, you know, cruising me on these hookup apps. And I let them know.
Thank all of you. Thank
yeah, you. I mean, because, you know, this
thank
is
there
because they respond to it. And I'm the first one to cut my head off. You know, it's like because I don't, you know, I don't want people judging me based on their preconceptions of me as a person. I want to interact with them. And I know that if I put a sexy photo of my chest, that they're more receptive to having a conversation with me than if I just put a picture of myself in general.
Hmm. So know your audience is the.
Yeah, yes, and I think you know, get yourself off the hook. It's like don't try to be a person that's just like anguishing so much because some douchebag at a bar told you to go work out.
That's true. Yeah, he should have taken it at face value. Just know that guy as being a douchebag, but not take it out on everybody that is taking care of themselves.
Now you guys have been together for 7 years.
Yes.
And to celebrate your 7-year anniversary, you guys went and got an HIV test together.
Yes.
Well, it was the most romantic thing to do.
Really?
We thought about an overnight in Tahiti with some candles and,
boring.
You know, riding dolphins, perhaps. But it just sounded cliche. So we just walked up the street and bought some dog food, a bottle of champagne, and got a HIV test.
Yes. And the guys who gave you an HIV test suggested that you use condoms.
Not just condoms. Mikey's in particular, I think we're both more fascinated by the fact that he gave us female condoms.
Yes, female condoms.
So the garbage bag for the anus. Okay. I've been told. Hey,
that's what I said to you.
I read it on the internet. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. These are not my words.
So I'm not alone in calling it the garbage bag for the butthole.
No.
Because it is basically a Glad bag. It's made out of the same material almost.
No, it's not.
It's not really? Latex. It's polyurethane.
It is polyurethane.
It's thick and it's big. Mm-hmm. For Thanksgiving, we had about 20 people over. And I told them this story.
Brined the turkey in it.
We didn't brine the turkey. We used it as gloves to pick up the turkey. But I passed it around and everybody kind of like felt it. And like it was shocking for everybody to see that they were handing this out to gay guys to start using.
Well, I think it also stigmatizes gay men to call it a female condom if, you know, the vast majority of the market and the audience for it is men.
Because women don't really use
but
it,
still,
do they?
It says female condom.
I know.
In a very 80s type of font.
And that's very insulting to men, too. It's like, you know, this is for you ladies out there.
Because there's some butch bottoms out there. A couple of them.
Yeah, well, give them their number because they're in shortage, right?
So did you try it out?
Not yet.
No.
No, it's on the to-do list.
It's on our bucket list.
So what did you guys think of Hillary Clinton's remarkable landmark speech where she said is like, gay rights are human rights and human rights are gay rights to an international audience of leaders?
Fantastic. I applaud Hillary Clinton.
Well, it's about time. I mean, I think these are a lot of things that not just this administration, but a lot of politicians have been thinking for a long time, but they haven't had the balls to say them.
Well, so no, I don't even know.
She doesn't have balls.
No.
Ironically, who has bigger balls than any of the other
Can we just
gentlemen?
Say nerve? She has a strong, she's a strong woman.
Strong set of nerves.
She's gutsy.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
She's got moxie.
Fair enough. No.
Always of steel.
So yeah. He has nerves of steel. Listen, if you can be married to Bill Clinton, you're a tough broad.
Well,
I bet you they went and got an HIV test.
I think they should to raise awareness.
They should definitely go get a lot of tests.
I don't know, because it's kind of said that she had to do this, and she doesn't have a child that's gay and lesbian, and she's just sticking up for the rights of, you know, humankind.
I was but holding Cheney, hope on Chelsea.
Dick Cheney, who has a daughter who's a lesbian, couldn't bring it upon himself to go and do that just because the proximity of like a homosexual person in his family. Like I think that's sad. It's moving that she's done it, and it's very sad that it wasn't done before.
Well, and Pat Robertson, conservative pundits and religious conservatives have wasted no time in blasting Obama. Both Pat Robertson and
Rick Perry put out an ad recently. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh said that. Rush Limbaugh said that President Obama pretty much outed himself now. God. Like, whatever. So you're
outed himself as what?
I don't know.
These are such reliable sources, and if Rush Limbaugh had outed himself as a drug user, you know, 20 years ago, people would have a different. He'd have a different following.
What? Well, it's, you know, the people, as long as he's speaking what they want to hear, they'll listen. It doesn't matter whether he's drug addled or not. Now, and then with Pat Robertson, he was like, the best thing about it is he says, like, God's going to punish us. And when it comes, the blow will be horrible. And I'm like,
the blow?
Yeah, it'll be cut with all sorts of speed or baby power.
How'd you know all that laxative got in there, Pat? God damn it. Once again, you went to the wrong dealer.
So, and Rick Perry made an anti-gay Iowa TV ad that he posted on YouTube and has, as of this taping of the show, 67,000 dislikes and 1,600 likes
that
on
is
YouTube.
So insane.
Well, that's a good proportion.
What a change. We should probably listen to that because it's so ridiculous.
I'm disgraced. I'm from Texas, and Perry is not indicative of what we are there.
I said dick,
yeah.
Okay, so here's the ad.
Oh, God.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
So this is on his official Facebook,
YouTube channel.
Right. And they had to actually disable the comments because the comments were so anti-Rick Perry and about his message. This whole war on religion, it's absolutely ludicrous. Kids can't celebrate Christmas. What kind of people is he talking to?
But we don't exactly have black curtains hanging in our windows to shutter out the Christmas tree in this country.
Well, he's you know, he should have ended the video with, and one more thing.
I suck up.
Can you help me with that? I can't remember what it is. I approve this message.
Well, then he's like, I'm going to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I'm going to reinstate it. And he's like, everybody in the military is just like, we have no problem with it. Yeah. It's not an issue. Nobody cares.
What I have an issue with is the fact that Pat Robertson, Rick Perry, and Santorum are all saying that Christians are being persecuted. Mm-hmm. Who is persecuting Christians in the United States?
I'm not entirely.
We're laughing at you. We're disagreeing with you.
Do they feel that?
I'd like to persecute some Christians.
Well, I am a Christian. I'm Catholic, and
persecuted.
You
persecuted them, haven't you?
We are.
Well, chains and whips, wax on the nipples.
A lot of gays and lesbians are Christians, so they're talking about their own, which is kind of a whole different spin on things and more.
That's such an important point to make.
What's crazy about him too is like, I'm coming out as a Christian, and it's like, wow, what a brave act. Like 2/3 of America is Christian. Right. It's just like, really, you know, it's not like you're coming out as like a polyamorous atheist or anything. Come on.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that either.
No, not at all. But this is America. It is Lena's free. And has anyone that's in the Republican race right now, have they read any history?
I don't think so.
Before, I don't know, before the
80s. Actually, of all the candidates, you know, the more I learn, I don't like Ron Paul and a lot of things, but I think that if he were the candidate, he would actually make Obama move faster to decriminalize marijuana, for example, and to legalize same-sex marriage, you know?
Socially.
Bring marriage equality, yeah.
He has a lot of really, Ron Paul does have a lot of really interesting aspects.
But what about the eyebrows?
What does he look like? I don't think I've seen a picture.
Think of like RuPaul, but instead it's from Texas, and it's Ron Paul, and it's a little old man who's a libertarian, which is basically a Republican who likes to smoke pot.
Is that like Ross Perot?
It's like he is a fiscally conservative hippie.
But is that a hippie?
The problem is
fiscally
conservative doesn't mean shit, you know, because it's like they're all, everybody is always like, I'm for saving money, but once I got elected, it's ka-ching time. So that phrase fiscally conservative doesn't mean shit. Yeah.
And this whole like the Christians being persecuted, I guess people are trying to raise this as a thing where it's like, let's say I'm a gay person and I should have protection at work. Well, I'm religious, therefore I should be able to fire you if I want to just because you're gay. And that's the kind of thing that they feel as though they're being persecuted for. Or let's say I work for the government, I'm religious, and you're gay and you want services, I should be able to deny you because that's against my religion.
And we all know the person who's being persecuted the most right now is Alec Baldwin.
What did he do?
Poor Alec.
He quit his Twitter.
He was forced to quit Twitter.
Why?
Because he got into a fight with an American Airlines. I think it was probably a very butch, redheaded, lesbian flight attendant.
Because he was playing Words with Friends, right?
Words with Friends, the Scrabble ripoff on Facebook that Mark is addicted to.
Brian is addicted to it too.
We should play Brian. Like, I think I've seen him on my friends list. We'll give you guys some tips on how to win.
Mickey, what kind of advice do you have for me in coping with my husband who's helplessly addicted to this thing? Do not play it while we're playing on the talking to the show.
Ignore him. That's what I do.
Yes,
I ignore
good
him.
Advice. Good
That's
advice.
It.
It's addictive. It's to the point that I think it's getting in the way of a happy, fulfilling life.
I don't even know what it is. Every time I get,
rolls from Brian.
Listen, if he's doing that and he's not like on some other website to find another husband or whatever, then I'm fine with it.
Tell him.
But what bothers me is every time I go to the computer and I like open up the computer screen, it's like Word Scrabble. Like there's like cheating words on there to find out like what to plug in, and like you're just wasting time is what you're doing. Then if you're not really using your brain, there's a word Scrabble.
So what do you think about like people who throw temper tantrums on airplanes versus people who like don't want to shut off their electronic devices before a plane takes off? Because there's been studies done and they're saying that now we tape this podcast and we ask people to turn off their electronic devices because they do create acoustic interference.
Okay.
And so it may interfere with the controls. But it's not going to break the plane fall out of the sky.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not going to cause an accident.
Well, I don't know. We'd have to talk to the head of the FAA about that. Yeah. But he's currently resigned because he got pulled over. So, I mean.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got pulled over for drunk driving.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
He was busy texting on his phone.
Oh, my God. Brian,
drinking a margarita.
I have some advice on how to score big on words on Scrabble. So I'll Words with friends. So I always try and form the end of the word first. So I look for things like ness, like N-E-S-S, or I-N-G, or E-R. You know, those things, or EST, because then you can build like the biggest words. So, and that also eliminates them out of that kind of thing. And then you can build the word onto that. And so I think that helps more than like the words that come beforehand, like mark, because otherwise you could just do marker. So why not just do the end or ER? Do you have any advice? How do you win?
Triple besides, word score.
Besides cheating at the
by going to word,
I can't believe you added him as a cheater.
Now everybody's gonna be like,
I'm not playing with
him. Selling out your husband.
This is all Greek to me. I don't even know what this thing is.
This is the thing you're doing, Mickey, and which I do too.
Yeah.
Is you're about you're trying to thwart your husband's efforts so no one will play with him so he has more time to make sweet love to
he's
you.
So mad right and now he's is so he's getting, look, mad look, let's,
I asked him about it, he said it wasn't
Brian,
cheating did
let's
you
finish
like
taping the show don't leave come on sit down
let's stay
sit here, down
have a little more you can have some more
here you can have some more brandy
have some more brandy
come on Brian. Are you mad at him?
You can tell us.
Lo siento, baby.
Are you mad at him?
I'll still play you. But
he's got away with parables.
Yeah.
Stop. Well, what? I mean, doesn't everyone cheat at those games? Come on.
No one's.
There's points where you just want to see if you're an idiot.
Right.
It's like, okay, I've tried every combination that I know, and it's like, are you sure there's not anything else that I can play? And then You can look something up. And it's like, oh, you know, actually, no. There is no five-letter word that ends in E-H. You're like, okay.
There isn't?
I'm, well.
Or something. This is all Greek to me.
I feel a little better about myself. Okay. I don't need to.
So you guys
myself.
Are all like longtime fans of Madonna, right? And she's been
Who?
Picked. Madonna. The other
Madonna
Lady
Guccione.
Gaga. The older John. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga's mom.
Oh, her.
Yeah, what about her?
The one that wrote the melody to Born This Way. Express yourself.
That's right.
So she's a global superstar, certainly loved by millions of people around the world, and still turning out lots of people at concerts. And she's been picked to do the halftime show at this year's Super Bowl, which I didn't want to cover this year, but now Madonna's doing the halftime
show.
So
now I'll have to do it.
So Gene Simmons, who's performed at the halftime shows before,
is Kiss.
Yeah. He was being chased by one of those paparazzis, and they asked him, you know, what do you think about Madonna, the halftime show? And he responded, you have to have some integrity. I don't care what your music is. Have some integrity. Be real or full disclosure before the fact. Hold up a sign saying 70% of what you hear is fake. Oh. So Gene Simmons says that she doesn't find her appropriate for the halftime show. And then he went to throw some shade at her and said, I love karaoke singers. I love Madonna.
Wow. What is wrong with Gene Simmons?
So then they did a poll asking people, is Madonna doing the halftime show a good idea? And 70% of people on TMZ said no.
I don't think it's her right audience.
How is it? Are you kidding? She's a pop culture icon. But she, how is it not
reinvented
in the audience?
Herself.
It's you know, but, listen, she's
but
done
I mean, she was. I don't think that she is what she used to be.
I don't know, but it's in
the
a date.
Gray
well, no, I mean,
she's
it doesn't
an
mean
artist,
I'm not saying anything bad about her, but she's not at the peak.
Well, Elton John's not either. You know, all the people that they have on there are kind of washed up a
which
little bit.
Which is kind of hilarious.
I just want to know how much she got paid, because I'm sure it's a hefty.
I went also to Huffington Post blog, and they did the poll as well. And just like TMZ, and they're split evenly. So
oh, really?
50 and 49.
Because Huffington Post, I would imagine, is a little more liberal than the TMZ.
So if you're, you know, actually, the people that watch TMZ and go to the TMZ blog are people in prison. They actually admit this.
Wow. That's like their fan base, isn't it?
Yeah.
People
Shut
in prison.
The fuck
people
are,
in prison,
are,
or
are
who
obsessed,
had just been released by prison,
are obsessed with celebrities.
Yeah, because they think that being famous, this is the thing about the 99%, 1% movement, is that fame is the opiate of the masses, because everybody thinks that, oh, if I become famous, all my problems will go away. Yeah. Do you know that most celebrities are dirt poor? Like, no. Most
They're
of them are.
Dirt poor.
I mean,
a lot
okay,
of them look
dirt poor compared to...
To the people
like
who own
William
the record
Buffett?
Labels. Exactly. Well, no, to the people that own the people in similar positions in the same industry.
Okay.
So like, for example, for every person that's on a TV show as an actor... The owners of the television
they have
production
more money.
Company,
yeah.
they have more money,
yeah.
you know?
The actors don't really...
Actors get paid shit, you know? Yeah. It's like, I mean, you sort of have to be in the business for a long time to, like, make some serious, significant amount of money. And it's like, what is it, the Grace Under Fire, Rhett Butler.
Yeah.
Rhett Butler, she's living in a homeless shelter.
Or was. I don't think
I think she's not now, but for a long time she was. Yeah,
well,
she also did
a lot of drugs.
Was that
alcohol,
Grace?
And now she's like discovered that she's talking to dead people.
That was the mom, right?
Yeah. Grace Under Fire? Yeah, she didn't get hardly any money.
Joe D'Alessandro's living in a homeless shelter. I mean, it's like, the thing about it is like a
Joe
lot
D'Alessandro?
Of, yes.
From Andy Warhol's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's still
in a homeless shelter. I know.
Well, if you fall off the bus and do a fucking balloon of heroin every week and you can't afford to spend your money on, you know, a nice apartment.
Is there such a thing as a balloon?
But the point I'm making is that really, like, celebrities, in terms of money and Americans who bring a lot of money, celebrities are not necessarily the wealthiest Americans. There are very famous, wealthy people, but the vast majority of the people that are covered in TMZ and all these celebrity blogs
are not. They don't have the money you think that they do.
Yeah.
But then the people that do have the money are not the people you think.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Larry David is worth God knows how much money.
Yeah, he's
like,
super rich.
Really?
yeah.
I mean, I like the guy. I think that he's fucking hilarious.
He created Seinfeld. So yeah.
And that just.
That's a lot of dough. So, although I'm not a big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No.
I find it hard to watch.
He's like the eternal victim. No, it's kind of funny.
I don't know. But so, what do you guys think? Blago was Illinois' former governor, Rod Blagojevich. 14 years in prison.
Thank God.
I think the judge was correct in his judgment.
He could have gotten 28 years.
But they're saying that the cost of his corruption, we're still going to be paying off even when he gets out of prison if he serves his full term.
That's what do you mean? What's still
because taxpayers?
The cost of the trial.
His corruption, the financial consequences of his corruption are so high in the billions of dollars that we are still as Illinois taxpayers, we're still going to be paying that back after he gets out of jail.
Wow.
Sure, but I mean, okay. Two things. Why can't we take all of every single fucking penny that his family has to pay towards that? And then, secondly, this is the fourth Illinois governor in the last four decades that's in jail.
I know, it's kind of amazing.
I mean, come on, guys, it's not shocking.
You know what it is? Is it that Illinois governors are that bad, or is it that they're bad at getting away with shit?
Because no, they just get caught. They're all dirty. These guys are just jackasses and get caught.
But aren't the other ones in the other states probably the same? I really find it hard to believe that that other states aren't just as bad.
I think so.
I think they get away with it.
I honestly think the power struggle between Springfield and Chicago is so great that the mayor of Chicago often just throws the governors under the bus. And calls it a
I really day. Don't know any other governors than the states that I ever reside in. I mean, who's the governor of like Nebraska?
Lady Gaga.
You know, like, Mikey, I don't know.
Everyone knows that.
Well, there's Jerry Brown in California, and then who's is it Cuomo in New York?
What you call me?
Moving on.
Yeah, okay, let's
move on. Dan Savage is in the news again because he loves getting his name in the news like we do. And he's saying that he's agreeing with me that I think that it was pretty tacky for his mom, that little 8-year-old kid who had a tete-a-tete with Michelle Bachmann.
The little boy that came into her book signing was like, my mom's a lesbian and she doesn't need fixing.
And so this is what Dan Savage wrote in his blog. As a gay parent, I'm really not comfortable with this. Even if that 8-year-old really wanted to do it, even if confronting Michelle Bachmann was the kid's idea, even if the kid was excited about being in a YouTube video, this is just not cool. The enemies of LGBT equality use small children as props in their misleading commercials and at their hate rallies all the time. It's a credit to our side that this sort of thing, a gay parent pushing a child into the face of a hater like Bachmann, is so rare that this video shocks the conscience. Mm-hmm. And I said, this kid's going to have nightmares for years from meeting somebody as scary as Michelle Bachmann.
Because she's like, that's like meeting the Wicked Witch head on.
So then if anything...
But there's a lot of makeup on that Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
But true. If anything, the people should be up in arms in the fact that the kid had to meet Michelle Bachmann, not what he had to say. That's what people should be upset about.
Well, that's what I think. That's why I made me cringe.
University of Pennsylvania.
I actually couldn't watch the end of it. I was just like, I can't watch it, but I blogged it anyway. I kind of felt like weird about it. But
it was
like,
creepy. I saw the picture. I didn't push play on it. I saw the picture and I kind of got what was happening. I was like, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, it was just kind of unsettling.
Okay, guys, look at this. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise's eyes. Where have you seen those eyes before?
Where?
Michelle Bachmann.
No.
Are they the same eyes?
Are they the same person?
Maybe.
Well, he is one of those
Are they both closet cases?
Scientologists.
Look at Michelle Bachmann's crazy eyes. I was just observing this today, looking at the news, and it was like, Bachmann's eyes and Tom Cruise's eyes have that sort of vacant, crazy stare on them.
Yeah.
You see that?
That's Scientology.
No, but she's not Scientology.
It is interesting, you know, and the way I describe that is instead of their eyes focusing on a point, they sort of like
just go off.
Off into space.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's lost her soul. I mean, once the soul's gone, your eyes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because you know, dated a lot of vampires.
that's what's happening. I mean, Tom Cruise is pretty gone as well, isn't he? He's pretty
poor baby. Yeah, I heard it was like he almost like died filming the latest Mission Impossible film. He like did all those stunts in the world's tallest building.
I'm sure there was no chance of him dying.
Dubai.
Listen, if you're swinging off a rope off of the world's tallest building, there's a chance something can go wrong.
There's probably a
Did he do all his own stunts?
He did that exterior shot. Has he not seen it? That's what they're like doing all the interviews about it. And so I'm watching him on the news and I'm like going, those eyes seem so familiar. And then they cut to a Michelle Bachman thing. I was like, it's Michelle Bachman.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's Tom Cruise and Michelle Bachman are the same person.
I love her.
Potentially.
I want to tell you about lawyer Samir Ziachawan. He's an Illinois immigration attorney, and he put an ad on Craigslist for an assistant who could help with legal work and also act as a secretary and also have sex with him. And then nice. And then as they were trying to discover like what else he can do with the job, the person would also have to have sex with his partner as well. And so the woman was like, well, this seems kind of strange. So of course she reported them. They investigated, and then he was suspended for a while. But then it was like he got his license back.
Is the guy hot though?
I don't know.
But this is kind of what lawyers do.
So it's kind of cool that it's just like out there.
Shocking. No, I mean, they fucking throw bags of cocaine in a hooker's face and call it a night, and then charge you $200 an hour. Like,
but would you hire somebody over Craigslist and say like you're gonna be my secretary, plus you have to have sex with me?
What's his last name? Honest. He might be from a different country.
No.
Chawan. Samir Ziachawan.
Chawan.
Yeah, that sounds. This it might be his first.
Well, Samir sounds like a Arab.
Yeah. Well, is it a gay? Like,
no, it's straight.
It's a straight.
I think so. It's a girl. So he's a guy. She's a girl.
Well, that's the first problem.
Yeah. I don't know.
Larry LaFontaine on Facebook wants to know what is a delicious simple recipe, fellas, to win somebody's heart.
Aww.
When should you cook for a guy, and how many dates into that relationship? When is a good time to like make dinner for a boyfriend?
I see. Brian and I dated for about 4 months before we even kissed each other.
What?
And it was.
Hold on a second. You guys went to you went on a date for 4 months with this guy, and you didn't even kiss lips.
No.
No.
So you guys weren't thinking of each other as friends then?
No, we were kind of Amish at that point.
Wait. You guys were dating for 4 months before you even kissed?
Yeah.
That sounds
like
crazy.
It wasn't considered dating. We were like hanging out. And
you were thinking like as friends.
Well, no, we were both kind of attracted,
but
neither of us wanted to make a move. And we were both freshly out of relationships. So like we held back. And he was working on a painting project that time because he's also a fantastic painter. So I
gotta tell you,
Brian
has heat.
Yeah, he's packing heat. So
he
we would
just
go.
Me, shot me like a dirty look.
We'd go
he's
hang
like,
out together.
I just
together.
Got my test done.
And he like he's clean. So
don't say clean.
Clean.
What?
Clean,
I don't get
on.
It. Why was that bad thing to say?
He's negative. Well, negative sounds bad too.
Well, whatever. Negative is good.
Negative is good.
Right.
I can understand how people don't grasp
people don't
the
like
concept
the
of science, and it's like a negative result for an HIV test is a desirable thing.
Mm. So anyway, so back to...
So for us, it took 4 months. I don't know if I would recommend 4 months. Brian did with his culinary talents.
So he cooked you dinner, and then he kissed you during dinner?
It was after dinner that I probably just ravaged him, I think.
Oh, so
because
now,
the meal was
did
that
you
delicious.
Go from like dinner to kissing to full on sex, or was it kissing?
Well,
and then...
well.
Did you stick your dick in the pudding and say, God. Here's the dessert?
You want to know what the secret ingredient is, guys?
It's
hello.
It's carrot star anise soup.
Anus. Stick your carrot in the anus.
If you ever have a problem, it's the carrot and anus.
Eugene Jimenez wants to know, have you guys ever had turducken? I'm dying to try it. Chicken inside a duck inside a
sounds
turkey.
Horrible.
Is this even worth making? It's just a
well, the
gag.
Reason that people are aware of turducken is from Glee, where Coach
well,
Beast...
Well, it's been around for a while.
I know it's been around for a while, but now every gay person know what a turducken is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I really don't watch Glee. I think I've seen an episode, but I've had... a couple of turduckens.
Uh-huh.
And they are fucking delicious.
I've never had.
Why is a turducken delicious?
Because
why? What's the point of that?
Exactly.
Why, what's the point?
Why not?
Well, it seems a little gluttonous. You're sticking a bird inside another
bird.
Well,
see, this is
like,
my problem with sticking birds inside other birds or eating anything that was inside the cavity of a bird that was baked in the oven is that there's a lot of toxicity in that food. Because it doesn't get exposed properly to heat.
But the thing is, though, too, are you talking about
the internal temperature is going up to, say,
165
degrees. It's going to burn off any nasty
poop. But are these, a turducken, though, is it, these are boned or they're non-boned? Do you take the bones out of it? Because I'm just like, why? I don't.
It's, I think it's with the bone.
Because otherwise, you're going to have a turkey breast, which is overcooked, and then the duck, which probably isn't cooked enough.
It is an art to get it done properly.
I've never had it before. I've never heard of it until I moved here to the Midwest.
I can imagine like a roll or something, but I don't know. It's kind of a new thing. Maybe it's based on the old Arab thing where it's like a sheep inside of a goat, inside of a camel, inside of a horse. They do that kind of stuff.
This doesn't sound
too
natural.
Yeah. It's like the old lady that swallowed the spider.
What happened to her?
In the kitchen.
I think she died.
Well, okay. Right? Okay. So that solves it with turducken. I've never had it. So
Scott Trout wants to know, why do you two continue to live in Chicago? Have you thought about moving? Where would we move next to you, Scott Trout? Let's see
where Scott lives.
Yes, we constantly think about moving where the weather is better, for sure.
Let's go, guys.
We just had this conversation.
He lives in Indiana. What are you talking about, Scott?
What the fuck? I mean, are you kidding me? It's what?
Scott, you're hop, skipping, and jumping away.
2 degrees warmer in Indiana, and you get five times as much snow.
Hot guys in Indiana. Taylor Kinney.
Corn-fed.
Oh, so, by the way, Taylor Kinney and Lady Gaga got caught.
They did? What do you mean?
Going on a date together.
When? Right,
by the paparazzi just yesterday.
Are you sure?
I thought she already had a boyfriend from Nebraska.
Honey. And you know what they described him as in the tabloids?
Huh.
As they just found out his secret lover. And we've been talking about that relationship for months.
Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about how hot he is for years, and that's how Lady Gaga
discovered him. Pull
up his
picture.
Him.
Let me see it.
Oh, Taylor totally Kinney, hot. Honey. It's like, look at this.
But I thought she had a boyfriend from Nebraska. That's what the song's
about.
No,
that is
the boyfriend from Nebraska.
No, he's the guy that's in the video, You and I.
Well, he's referenced him as a hot guy.
He is handsome. Okay.
Yeah, well, baby. Hello. You know, he reminds me of what that international guy, Mr. Leather Martin Settegren.
Yeah, he's like that very much. Oh, Martin's a little lighter, but.
But you know what? He has that rascally.
It's those eyes.
Yeah.
I could just come all into them.
He's
easy on the eyes. I won't lie about it.
Yeah, he's the dude that's in the video with you and I. He's like, he's the one that's doing those scientific experiments on her. Is that mermaid chick?
Honey, except he can turn me really into a mermaid anytime. Wow. Absolutely.
Well, or back again. I don't know which way I'm going, from fish to non-fish.
That's crazy.
And Jason Gregorovorios wants to know, are we doing any video podcasts? Yes, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/feastoffun. Follow us there.
Mm-hmm.
We do all sorts of things.
We have a Coquitos video coming out where we teach you how to make a traditional Puerto Rican eggnog. And we also have our season's greetings with Daphne Dumont, Saltina Obama Bouvier, and Tracy Tyler as Candy Dick.
What is
that a great drag name?
I like Candy Dick. I like
that's
that.
A wonderful
and that's
drag
coming out hilarious. Just days. Yeah, so days. There's, I think we're putting that up on Friday. So there's a lot of fabulous things coming your way. So in order to not miss it, you can subscribe on youtube.com/feastoffun. And if you want to access all the shows for the time being right now, we are allowing anybody to subscribe and upgrade their account for free. Just use the coupon code GLITTER and you can access everything. Everything on Feast of Fun. FeastofFun.com/plus. Mm-hmm. Use the coupon code GLITTER. Get the first month free on us. Yes. And we want to thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Very much. It was a complete pleasure.
Awesome.
It's more delicious to be on the show than it is to eat your food.
Equally, I would not go that far.
Equally delicious.
Well, I'm looking forward to see what you guys are going to be making now that we've done taping the show.
Yes.
So I have some aprons for you.
Okay.
And the chopping blocks over there. And
consider it done.
We picked up some pork bellies and we'll see what you guys are going to do.
All right.
So we're going to leave you here with the music of Felicia Navidad.
Felicia Navidad?
That's fantastic.
Is that a real person?
Well, that's her name. And this song is Ready for Christmas from her album, Taking Care of Christmas. We thank you guys so much for coming on
the show.
Thank
you so much,
thank
guys.
You.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Adios.